I hear you better. Yes, thank you so much for that. Okay, so what is Miss Penny up to today?
My background is gone. I don't know what happened to my back. Oh, there it is. Basically, we want to talk about, you know, I had been kind of a little bit avoiding the talk about it being Black history. You know, I've been kind of avoiding that because so many people have so many views on different, how they feel about it. But it was something that someone was talking about, and I wanted to share the way things are going. And I want to ask you, what is going on with us today? What is going on? And that's what I want, you know, to talk about today, about Black history. What is really going on?
All right.
About the shackles. We didn't want to be locked down years ago. We didn't want the shackles. We didn't want the chain. But why are we accepting that now? And this is your girl, Miss Penny, coming live from Studio W. And, you know, like I just said, you know, I've been trying to, you know, not discuss too much about Black history because, you know, everybody have their points and their views of how they look at Black history. And I know we have people that listen to us all over the globe. And I wanted to share some things with y'all. You know, let me know how you were before we get started. How was y'all weather today? It was sunny here one minute. The next minute it was cloudy, but the weather was nice. It didn't get cold. You didn't really need a jacket. If you had on a light sweater, you was okay. But let me know how your weather is in the area that you're in, you know. And like I say, we're coming live from Studio W. You can listen to us. If you don't want to listen to it on your laptop or your computer, you always can listen on your iPhone. If you have an iPhone, go to your Apple Store and put in studio.w. If you have an Android phone, put in, go to your Play Store, put in Studio W. Or you can sit back and kick your heels up and say, Alexa, play Studio W. Our website is international. It is studiowbuzz.com. If you go to the website, please subscribe, leave a comment, and if you like our show or want to share with a friend, you could go to the website studiowbuzz.com, and at the top of the screen is the archive button. Click on the archive button and you can choose what show you want to listen to. We have comedy, we have other talk shows, we have gospel, we have church. It's a lot going on this radio station. Please tune in and invite your family and friend to join. And if you want to catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, I'm on Studio W radio station Monday, Wednesday, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And also, you could go to LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel. You can please subscribe to the YouTube channel, or you can go to Facebook and go to Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. You can join the membership and you'll get an update on all the talk shows. You can go to Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, let's talk about it. This is a kind of hot, sizzling conversation today to me. And I was talking to some younger people about this. We, as our culture, we always arguing about and fussing and making speeches about how other people treat us. We look back in our history books and we see our people back then in shackles. We see them being told what to do, when to go to the fields and pick, when they can go to bed, who they can marry. Why are we reverting that? Why are we going back to that? Do you know that most of our young men are wearing shackles in prison? They are chained to each other. And what really got me to thinking about this is I was watching, I don't know if any of y'all watched this show, 60 Days In. And it was a young lady on that show. And she made the statement, I didn't realize that I was going to be chained and handcuffed to other women. This is degrading to me. But we okay when we go out here, we don't think about the things that we do. We don't think about the crimes and what's the repercussion behind them. Your freedom is taken away. We fought for freedom. We fought to vote, to have the freedom to vote. We fought to go get an education. We fought to be able to marry whoever we wanted to marry. We fought to protect our young women and young ladies. We fought for all of this and for y'all to give it back. Because every time one of us go to jail, you lost control of your freedom. You lost control of when to wake up, when to go to sleep, when to eat. You lost all of that. And to be... every time you go in and out of that cell, somebody is putting shackles on you. They're putting handcuffs on you. What are we doing? Why have we went back and gave our, we're giving up our freedom. We're giving up everything. And we had people that marched, was beaten down, marched, dogs bit them up, hose, water hose was put on them. Fighting for you to have the right to go to school to get an education. And right about now, believe it or not, education is about free now. You have no excuse not to get a college degree. We fought for that. People have died for your freedom. But you will go out here and do things to give away your freedom. And it's not the older people. It's our young men and women. And y'all know I always have a story. I was watching a TikTok. And there was these two young ladies on there. And they got life. And they lost it. Cause you just realize whatever you did, you're done. You're locked in a room just about 23 hours out of a day. You will never get to go to the club. You will never get another good T-bone steak out of a restaurant. You will never get to sit on the front porch and enjoy the sunlight. You will never get that freedom again. And to be so young, you probably didn't even have kids. You give people control of your life when you do that. And I'm gonna be I don't want that. If I don't want it, then guess what? I'm a star. Going to actually starve. I'm not going to get anything on this earth that makes me want to give up my freedom. And I'm not going to listen to my buddies. I'm not going to listen to you to lead me down the path of the wrong. To tell me, oh man, let's go do this. A girl, even the females, we are filling up these jails. We're filling them up. And they're not playing. They're not giving out no 5 years. They're giving 20 and above. So even if you get 20 years and you're 20 years old, you're doing 40, you will be 40 years old before you get free. I don't want to be in a one room where I have to use the bathroom and somebody can sit there, and I surely don't want nobody watching me, and I surely don't want to smell your bathroom. But what are we doing? We did the Black Lives Matter. We did that. Your life do matter to us. We don't want to lose y'all young people. We don't want to lose you to the system. Because once you get in the system, it's hard to get out. And we need more people like the young man I had on the show. We need more young people out here speaking their truth to let these young people know that it's not a joke inside themselves. It is not a joke. And that judge that's sitting there, all he know about you, you could be the sweetest person. You could just be in the wrong place at the wrong time. This could be just your first time ever getting in trouble. All that judge know about you is what's on that paper. He don't really want to hear no more. What are we doing? What are you doing to help the system, to help these young people, to help keep these kids out of prison? We don't even have things for them to do to keep them out of prison. If a parent has two kids and they want to put them in sports, they almost got a pair of arm and a leg to keep them out the streets. It's not like I remember back in my days, we walked down the streets to the girl club. We used to go in the girls club and have a good time, make all kind of ceramics. We did a lot. We used to go on the field trips. They weren't very far, but to us they was. It was a big thing. It kept us out the streets. What are we doing to keep these kids out the street? Just like the young lady I had on the show, Miss Joyce. She's trying to build a school so young people can come and do music, learn the business, get into the music. But is anybody out there trying to help her to keep these kids out the streets and keep them out the system? No. What are we doing? We're going backwards. We're not going forward. We have to do something. In the programs out here for kids, parents can't even afford it. You can't afford to send your kids to after school program. You can't put them in baseball. You can't put them in basketball. And here's Miss Joyce saying she's trying to do a non-appropriate fun things for kids to do. But she's begging for money for help and nobody wants to help her, but they the first somebody to get on the news and say, well, we don't know what's going on with our young kids. I know. You do know. Put some programs out here for them. If they failing in school, get some tutors in the community to help them pass so they can go to college. There's nothing out here that we can't do to put something together to try to help our young people. And then y'all older people that not been to prison or been to jail and know what the system is like, talk to them. Let them know this is not a joke. Just like you can lose your life on the streets, you can lose your life in prison. Joyce says, still no help, but if you like to help, please check out our site. Her site is standbycrewacademy.com. If it's $5 you send, $10, at least she's trying to do a program to help these young people. And it's all the way to 21, I think it, Ms. Joyce says 21 to 26, all the way to 26 years old. Them a lot of young people that she could help. We have to get together and try to keep our young people out of prison. The grandmothers are raising their grandkids because their mothers and fathers are locked up. And some of the kids are raising themselves. But there's no program that parents can afford, really. If you don't have a good job, you probably can't put them in the program. I remember they used to do commercials about the Boys and Girls Club. But they don't even do the commercials no more. We got to teach them, show them different routes to go. Because there's always somebody else in their ears telling them, man, let's go do this. Girl, let's go do this. And Ms. Joyce saying, Her academy is gonna be free. You ain't gotta pay nothing, but she need the funding from other people. But we have to do something. Y'all think about it. I want you to sit back and think about it. Just go and look at one of your history books. And see how we're standing there with sadness in our eyes, with chains on us, handcuffed. We call them handcuffed now, but they were shackles back then. And I'm going to tell you something that just hit my mind. You're sold to the highest bidder, believe it or not. The prison that wants you, that's your highest bidder. You may live in Virginia, but you may go to prison in Georgia. Because that's the highest bidder. They got the bed for you. What are we doing to try to save our community and save our kids? We going backwards, y'all. We going backwards. What will your Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and all of them think about what is going on right now? All the people that got bit up by the dogs, shot down, fire hose put on them. What do you think they would think right now if they could come back and say something? They really would say, what are y'all doing? What are you doing? But everybody don't want to see the wrong of what these kids and these young people are doing, and they want to talk about it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Because somebody told you the right path to go. Somebody guided you and say, oh, don't go do that. You shouldn't be doing that. Somebody said that to you to make you go the right way. We have got to, we have gotten where we think it's okay. It's the norm for you to hear on the news that a store got shot up or a neighborhood got shot. We're becoming comfortable with that. We are fearful, but we have become comfortable with it. Because it's beginning to be the norm in our life. And don't anybody say anything about my fingernails, because I didn't get them polished, so I know y'all gonna see my nails, so don't comment about my nails. This conversation is something that we as a community can have. This is a conversation that you can sit down and even have it with your kids. This is a conversation that you can have with your coworkers. What can we do to try to keep our young people out of the prison system? What can we do in the school system to look out a little bit more for our kids and to teach them a little better? Because a lot of teachers, and I'm not putting teachers down, once they leave that school, some of them don't even live in the neighborhood. So they really don't know what is going on with that child. But I remember, y'all know Miss Penny, I always have a story. Even though any of my teachers lived in my neighborhood, yeah, I had one that he lived up the street, but he didn't live in our neighborhood. He lived in a house up the street. But they would talk to us. And I think now as I've gotten older, they talk to us, not talk down to us or not talked at us. They talked to us because they really was concerned. Was we hungry? I remember when you went to your homeroom class, the lunchroom worker, because it always was students worked in the lunchroom too, they would come around and they would ask who did not eat breakfast that morning. And if you raise your hand, you got to go downstairs and get a good hot breakfast before school starts. Because you might didn't have a nickel or a dime to pay for breakfast. But they made sure you got a full stomach before school started, because you learned better, they felt, as if you had a full stomach. You participated more in class if you had a full stomach. But do we do that now? I do know that a lot of schools have gotten where everybody, a lot of daughter, everybody get free breakfast. So are we really doing that now? Are we talking to our young people? Are we talking at them? Are we talking down to them? Because right now they need somebody to relate to them. Somebody to have that conversation. Why are you doing this? Why are you robbing? Why are you killing? At such an early young age, at a young age, the only anger you should have is, I stayed up late last night. Talking on the phone. Why are you so angry? Why are you so upset? Why are you willing to take someone's life or take what someone has worked hard for. And if you had these type of programs, a lot of these kids will talk to you. A lot of them will talk because they're looking for somebody to relate to them, somebody to talk to them, somebody to come on their level. Not people that's going to tell them, oh man, go cap him off. Oh man, go get this. Come on, let's go rob this bank. No. There is programs that should be out here for young people. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm asking. Let me know what y'all think. Let put some comment in. Know some of the things that you think that the community could do. Cause it's gonna have to start from the top. And I know a lot of people say, well, we need the government, the governor to get involved, the mayor to get involved. We need them to get involved. Yes, we do. So are you going to beat the door down? Are you calling on the phone? Putting a plan together? Deborah. Hey, Deborah. Yes, sis. They need someone they could count on. You're speaking truth. Yes. Are you the one that's knocking on the governor door? You the one trying to set up appointment? Are you the one that's trying to get the mayor involved? Hey, it's an empty building right here. We can open up some kind of center right here. We can do something. Cause I know there are some empty buildings in just about every neighborhood. But we gotta get our kids out of these shackles. We gotta get them out of them rooms where the toilet sits right there. And then if they're young enough, they come out, they're more angry. Cause the system is not trying to help them. The system is broken too. What are we gonna do? What are you doing? That's what I wanna know. How are we going to stop it? I was talking on the phone to a young lady the other day, and she said every time I wake up and turn my news on, it's a young black man on TV with dreads on his way to prison. Are they looking for him? What are we doing? We going backwards? We fought for this. We didn't want this to be like this in 2023. We wanted things to be better. We marched. We got beat down. We got hung. Trying to escape that type of life. But we have went back to it. It is sad. And everybody, I know a lot of listeners on here may be like, Miss Penny, what are you talking about? I'm talking about our kids. And I know a lot of us that's listening have kids. And then the bad thing about it is some of these kids in there don't need to be in there. They're not in there because they did something. They in there because somebody pointed the finger at them. And guess what? That judge don't see nothing but that what's written on that paper. That prosecutor don't see nothing but what was presented to him. Everybody locked up ain't there because they committed a crime. That's what y'all need to understand. And I know there's some listeners out there. Some of y'all may be lawyers. Some of y'all may have family members that's lawyer. We need to get in the system. Men and women. We got to do something. What are you doing? It's the same way. Remember when, think about it. Go read your history book now. Go read your history. Miss Penny is not making this up. Remember when some of the slaves was free slaves. They was considered to be free slaves. They ran into a, what you call them, the slave chaser or the catcher, slave catchers. They had their free paper. That slave catcher would take that paper, some on papers, and still sell them as slaves or give them to a slave plantation. That's the same thing. That is the same thing. Because you didn't do nothing wrong. Somebody made that prosecutor think you did something wrong. And they locked you up anyway. And then the judge just read what was on the paper that they presented. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So that's why we got to get a system in place to help them. We got to. We got to do something to make things better. Because to me, take a look at it. Take a look. Tell me, do you think things are better than they was back then? Yeah, you may have a home, now bought a house. You may be driving a Mercedes or a BMW. But what about the next person? You may have a good six-figure paying job. You may have a good job. But what about the next person? They may be going through this. They may be having a hard time, but you look up. It may be at somebody else's door that their child may be going through this, but it could be knocking at your door one day. Because we all got kids. We all got grandkids. Them grandkids going to have kids. So we got to stop it somewhere. We got to stop. Because it's like it's a domino effect. Go online. You can even go online and see how many black young kids, young women and men that are incarcerated in a jail. You can go online and look at the prison and see who, how many is black, how many is white, how many is Hispanic. And I'm not putting a race on it. The reason why I'm talking about the black, because this is the Black History Month. I'm not saying the blacks are no better than nobody else, but this is Black History Month. So I don't want anybody to say, oh, Miss Penny, she was showing a little racism. No. I'm just opening up some eyes on a little bit of black history. I want people to realize that what is really going on in your community. And when you, it's bad when they could literally sit a prison in a black community. Hello. They literally built a prison in a black community. In Lakeland, Georgia, they put a prison right there in the smack of that community. And you ride by there, you can't help but ride by there because it's right there in the middle. So a lot of the people in there are those kids in that community parents. A family member, because it's a small town. It's right there in the middle. So do you don't think them young kids seeing them coming out of there with the shackles on, with the chain, with them chained to each other, with the bars on the windows of the bus that they in? Phoenix City, Alabama, 431. Yes, it's one in Lakeland, Georgia. It literally is. I'm talking about in a right. Excuse me. We got to do some better. We got to try and fix this situation. We got to make this like a priority in our community and in our schools, in our neighborhoods, with our young people. We got to make this a priority. We got to push education on them and let them know that if they go to school to get a good education, they can make a difference in the world. You can make changes, become lawyers, that you can help the next person. Where's our next Martin Luther King? Where's our next Malcolm X? Where's our next leader? Where's our next person that's going to stop this? Yeah, we voting, putting them in the election, in the seats. But what are they doing? What are you doing? We're putting you there for a reason. To make some changes. I don't know about y'all, but I want my focus glasses and I still can't see no changes. What are we doing? We have to make a difference. We gotta let our young people see that if I put you in that seat, you're gonna make a difference. So that that young person that's growing up will want to be like you. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go to school. I'm gonna get an education so I can be the next person that sit in that seat like he did. And I'm gonna make a change like he did or she did. I wanna see change. But what are we doing? Tell me, what are we doing? We're taking their freedom. Cause they're not issuing out no little time. They want to slap life. And when life comes your way, that means you're not having any kids. So what are we doing? Losing our culture? You're not bringing any more in this world. Not like you. I'm telling y'all, y'all better open your eyes. Miss Finna got this blind eye open. I'm looking, I'm seeing. We march, we get out here and we beat the streets for the people to vote. But when you put me in that chair, what am I doing? I need to run for Congress. I need to run for Senate to show you how to do your job. How to make a difference. We got to do some better. We gotta do something better. This your girl, Miss Penny, coming live from Studio W. This some hot sizzling conversation for you. This is a conversation, it may not help you, but it can help your friend or family. Invite them, share it. Invite them to listen to it. Share it with your family and friends. We coming live from Studio W. If you don't want to listen to us on your computer, laptop, and you got an iPhone, go to your Apple Store and Studio W. If you got an Android, go to your Play Store and put in Studio W. Or you could just kick back and say, Alexa, play Studio W. Our website is international also, and the website is studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz.com. And if you go to the website, please subscribe, leave a comment, let us know how you liking the show. If you want to share or listen, share with one of your friends or family or listen to it later, you can go in and the website and look at the top of the website and then click on archive and you can choose what you want to listen to. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. You can also catch me on LinkedIn. We got a YouTube channel. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We got a Facebook. You can go and become a member and you'll get to catch up on all the shows. Or you can get me on Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. Please let us know how you're liking this show. This is a hot, sizzling conversation that needs to be told and said. And now, let's get back to this hot, sizzling conversation. It is, I know a lot of people probably that's listening, probably saying, Miss Penny, you seem like you angry. Cause a young lady told me that once before about another show. I'm not angry. I'm upset. And I'm gonna say this. I'm mad because nobody seems to understand what is going on. Nobody's trying to do something to make this better. You know what? Miss Penny got a story. Y'all know I always got a story. I remember when I was little, go to a center called Spencer's Rake. And it was a man, Mr. Rand. He treated each and every one of us. He talked to us. Oh, if you didn't know how to swim, he motivated you. Oh, you can do it. He had the hula hoop contests. He put us in competitions so we can stay busy and stay out the streets. We did that. Some of us, we had to walk a long way to get there. And then they started having a bus that would take us to this recreation center. We had people that wanted to see us become better people. They taught us to the respect. That's a lot is going on. There's no more respect. They taught us to respect ourselves. And not only respect ourselves, but respect others. If you didn't have a swimsuit, you know, you still could get in the water and swim. People didn't pick at you. But now if you don't have Air Jordans or Nike tennis shoes, people laugh at you. But guess what? This is all I got. Accept what you got and be proud of what you got. This project girl was proud. And I'm still proud of everything that I have accomplished. We got to do something. We got to make the programs affordable. We got to make sure that our kids have something to do. We had competitions. We had a lot of things. Nobody can afford it now. They cannot afford it. But I'm mad because do you think I like knowing that my young black women and black men is locked up 23 hours a day? No, I don't. And some of our babies, 13, 14, 15, 16, doing hard time. When we could have saved them when they was 5 and 6, giving them something to look forward to. There's got to be something done. I hear the Al Sharpton and all the rest of them. I hear you talking. You talking about it? No, 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 no. Be about it. Show me what you're doing for these young people. Go into the schools and talk to them. Go on that basketball court and talk to them. And people always used to wonder when I was an Army recruiter, why did I recruit so many young people? I went to the Turner Job Course, and I sat out there with them. I didn't always talk about recruiting them. I sat out there and had conversation with them. I listened to them. I talked to them. I went on the basketball and talked to the young people. I went in the game territories and I talked to them. I wanted to know what they was about and what they wanted. Told them about things that they could accomplish in life. Things that they could do better for themselves. We got to get out here and beat these streets like we marching for Black Lives Matter. Let's beat these streets and talk to our kids. I know a lot of people say, well, I'm scared. I may get shot. Come correct. Come and talk to me. Don't come at me like you're yelling and fussing and, oh, you gotta get off. No, why are you out here on this street? What are you doing? What can I do to help you? Cause they want to know that somebody's going to help them and lead them down the path of right, not the path of wrong. Yeah, you're going to get a little shaky, waky with some of them. Are they going to be a little rubber bandish? They're going to bounce back. Some of them is not going to want to listen. Some of them is not going to take to you right away. Do you think the kids talked to me? They didn't know me. But I went back out there and I kept going. And then mom told me, lady, you crazy. Yeah, I am crazy because I want to see you do better. What's your goal? Where you see yourself in the next 5 years? And when they saw that I cared, someone would say, Miss Pitt, Officer Smith, I'm hungry. Come on, let's go get a burger. We can go get a burger. Cause they saw that I cared. You gotta talk to people. Yeah, our mayors and governors, they could be on the news talking what they're gonna do, talking and saying all these great and wonderful things to people that you voted for. They saying all these wonderful things that they're gonna do. What are you doing? You up there now? You in that position. What are you doing? Are you going to let me be sold to the highest bidder? Are you going to keep letting me get these shackles on my feet and on my arms? What are you doing? Teach me. Show me the right way. Because some of them don't know. You can't assume that they know the right way to go. You can't assume it. Cause somebody had to guide you right. You didn't wake up or come out your mama womb knowing that you was gonna be this. You was gonna be this lawyer, this doctor. You didn't come out. Somebody gave you the tools to work with to get you there. Excuse me. No, I'm not angry. I'm not angry at all. I just wanna see people help our young people. See the work being done. The system being worked. And everybody treated fair. I want to see the system, the people that we put in these positions, do what they say they're going to do. People that we vote for, make a difference. Stop talking about it and be about it. Stop saying what you're going to do. Then when you get voted in, you don't do nothing. You sit and ride and you have your bodyguards and all this stuff. But you don't come back to the community. The same people that you walked around and asked them to vote for you, the same churches that you walked in and you asked that church to let you speak, come back. Come back and show them that you're trying to make a difference. Show them what you're doing. Talk to them now. Now that you've been voted in, why you can't come back to my neighborhood? Why you can't come back to my church? But you was good enough to come in. We gotta do better. We gotta do better. And it's not all the time about us as an adult. It's about our young people. Cause that's the future. Who's gonna be here to lead us in the future if all I'm locked up? Who's gonna be here in 2027 if they all locked up? We have got to do some better. And I don't know if y'all see it, but I see it. And I wanna thank everybody for listening tonight. Please share this with your family and friends. I always say, these shows may not help you, but it may help your family or friend. Let them listen to this. This is a conversation that you could even have with your kids. Ask them, where do they see themselves in the next 5 to 10 years? That's the question we have to ask some of our young people. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? And some of y'all will be surprised of the answers that you will get. Because a lot of them don't see themselves going nowhere. Listen to some of your TV shows that come on about things like these. Some of these documentaries. A lot of our young people don't see themselves going anywhere. I see myself probably dead or in jail. Those are some of the answers I get. And that's when you come in and make a difference in their life. And show them and teach them and mentor them that you can do better. You can be living and free in 5 to 10 years. But you'll be surprised of some of the answers that they're going to give you. It's heartbreaking. Because there's plenty of times I've asked young people. Because I'm about that talk. I'm about communication. And I don't mind about having a conversation with any young person or anybody. So when I have that conversation with them, and then they break my heart by saying something like that. We've been to really have a conversation. We've been to talk about some things. Cause I'm going to give you a little bit of guidance. I'm going to help you see something different. Cause I want you to be successful. I want you to come out on the top. I don't want to see you locked behind them walls and behind that fence. Cause there's a better life out here than what you want. So those are the type of conversations that you want to have with them. I'll tell you what. The next time you're in a grocery store and you see a young person in the grocery store, or you see one bagging, or you see one in the mall, Just say, hey, how you doing? And have a conversation with them. You'll be surprised at some of the things that you're going to hear. Because they have a story. And some of them, they want to do something with their lives. But they don't know. They don't know how. A lot of, do y'all know right now that you could go in the army with a score of a 21? And you could be overweight. And you can join the army. A lot of people don't know that. Right now, you don't have to score 31. You can score 21. And go in the army. This is what I'm trying to get people to understand, that you got to get out here and learn these things. So when you go at these and have these conversations with these young people, you know what you're talking about, because you're not only about that talk, you're about it, because I'm going to help you. I'm going to mentor you. I'm going to get you where you need to go to get a better life and then do better with yourself. What are we doing? We're going backwards. We're going backwards. We got to stop. We got to show them love. Some of them have never even seen love. Felt that somebody cared. And don't get me wrong, Miss Penny is not put down. Nobody mom, nobody dad. But it's reality. It's real. This is real. This is not something I made up. Look around your neighborhood. Right around the corners, on the corners, and see how many 25 and older standing on that corner sagging. Right around your neighborhood. And you're going to come back, send me a message, and say, Miss Penny, you was telling the truth. Send me a message. It's real. It is not a joke. Well, this was a good hot sizzling conversation. Pastor say we have to keep encouraging them over and over again. You're right, Pastor. This your girl, Miss Penny, coming live from Studio W. This is a hot conversation that you can have with your family and friends. Share it. Ask your family and friends to join the Facebook membership, the YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just have a conversation. If nobody told you today that they love you, remember Miss Penny love everybody. Y'all have a blessed night.
That's a hot